listeners. This is Inspiration Corner, host Rebecca Pierce, and you're listening to our show today on 97.3 FM. I am so excited once again to be back here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, February the 9th, 2006. And I have brought with us yet again another fabulous guest. Today we're going to talk about giving back and supporting the Richmond community. We are having a conversation today with the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Richmond, Mr. Thomas Victory. How are you, Mr. Victory?
Fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are quite welcome. I've been wanting to get you guys on here for a long time because I'm sure there are a lot of people like myself who are unsure about what the Urban League is about and what it is that you do. So I wanted to bring you on the show to talk today about not only how the Urban League is giving back, but how we can help the Urban League give back as well. So first, give me a little bit of history about the Urban League of Greater Richmond. What is its mission, its objective? How did it get here?
Okay. We're not new kids on the block. We've been here since 1913.
Wow.
Probably on First and Clay, where people are familiar with us the most, for the most part. We are one of 104 affiliates across the nation in 34 states. And we started out in the 1900s in New York City. So basically, we're an affiliation, and we're a lot of individuals will know us in terms of generations before, in terms of getting jobs,
okay.
Even current generations in getting jobs, and also different programs that we have, health programs, computer literacy programs, and just the name in general in terms of the Urban League, in terms of dealing with many of issues, not only locally but nationally, nationally also.
Okay, what are some objectives you have for the the Greater Richmond area? I believe I read on your website that the Urban League wants to show that they are for all citizens of the Richmond community. Yeah. So tell me, what are some of the objectives of the Urban League?
Right. We're advocates for the underserved individuals. We can't see a color barrier in terms of problems have no color.
That's true.
Problems happen to all individuals. Mm-hmm. So we have an open door policy. We're a nonprofit agency, so individuals who need help can come. Some of our objectives for the Richmond area, basically, are to help with employment, to help with the poverty rate. We work with the homeless population in terms of helping them find employment and also housing. We have a satellite office in Petersburg that solely deals with the homeless individuals in helping them get employment and also housing.
In the Petersburg area?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's our satellite office there. Mm-hmm. We have two staff members there. And from Monday through Friday, any individual can come, whether you have a GED, whether you're homeless, it doesn't matter. You come as you are. We open our doors from 9 to 5 and helping that individual try to find a job, work on in terms of building their, putting their resume together. Also, for example, we bring employers to the table.
Okay.
So you might meet employers while you're there. But just basically to talk about what the individual's goals are to try to help them. But again, you come as you are. If you haven't changed in a couple of days, that's fine. Just come.
Come as you are. Mm-hmm. I like that. That sounds very spiritual. Mm-hmm. Come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Give me a little bit more detail about three particular programs that I'm really interested in. The first one is Lift Every Voice. And then let's talk a little bit more about the Employment Assistance Program and the Housing Program. First, Lift Every Voice. What is that program really about? What is it focusing on?
That was a national program dealing with diabetes, education in diabetes. We've had health initiatives throughout all of our urban leagues. And from the 80s, even with Pat LaBelle, we did information on diabetes, good diets, healthy diets, that type of thing. The last 4 years, we've won a national award.
Wow.
We were one of the Eastern Regional Technical Center in terms of consulting on diabetes.
Wow,
through the
congratulations.
Urban League. Thank you. So we went to the school systems, we went to the community, we went to the people and talked about good healthy diets and diabetes. There's a lot of myths out there about diabetes. And I have my new brother-in-law, he knows I'm picking on him, he's a young folk. Doesn't really adhere to when he feels good, it's okay, you know. But a lot of individuals are not attuned in terms of that they have to, for survival, in a type 1 diabetes, they have to take an insulin shot every day to survive.
And
that education has been, we really enjoy that program in terms of taking it to the people. And surprisingly, when we talk to the young folk, I'm talking about 10 to to 13-year-olds or mm-hmm. even lower. And we say, for example, do you know anybody that has diabetes? Either they have diabetes
wow.
or their relatives have had it or they know of it.
Wow.
And that's surprising.
That's
but they also have been given myths or hear about how people mm-hmm. are treating it differently. In the southern region, I'm from New York City, so.
Okay. Well, I'm from California, so we won't get too much in that, but yeah.
Well, but in the south, there's a lot of myths about diabetes in terms of, and they call it sugar. Sugar is diabetes is diabetes, you know, and a lot of people in denial. So, in general, we try to give out the basic information, mm-hmm. and we also have a health program as a spinoff from that, where we have 11th and 12th graders in a health careers program that they shadow doctors at MCV Hospital. We do a partnership program with them, and again, they also know about how to lecture about diabetes in terms of education. So they take that home and also take it to their friends in terms of how to survive, those kind of things. So that's one of our programs.
Then the employment assistance. Do people literally come in off the street or to seek employment assistance? How do you go about helping persons find employment?
Good point. We take them in, like I said, we take people as they are. A lot of individuals will come in with a lack of work experience or they don't have the GED or they may have the GED, that type of thing. So what we do is we give it our best try. It's not guaranteed when you come in again that you'll get a job right away.
Okay, repeat that.
Okay,
it's not
guaranteed when you come in that we will get you a job
okay.
right away.
It's
not guaranteed, but again, we'll give it our best try. But also, we want you to come with a mindset, for example, that you want to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing, too. You know, we may position you in a job, for example, where it's not your first or second or third choice, but it is a job to get started, to get some work history, that type of thing.
Absolutely.
Now it's becoming, there's not a paper trail. It's when you come in a lot of times, for example, the jobs, I won't name any companies, but you go straight to the computer and do your application.
Okay.
And by that application, by your answers, then you're evaluated through the computer.
Wow.
You know, if you pass, you can continue. If you don't pass the questions and mm-hmm. then for example, you are the interview stops there.
They say.
That new technology, because there's so many people now looking for jobs, it's very competitive. But there are jobs out there. That's the thing, you know. So mm-hmm. we're asking when you come in, please be open-minded. If the job is not on First Street, for example, and it's on Second Street, take the Second Street job. You know, we have a lot of young folk again, and who want to come in making a high income.
Yeah, and, they don't have the experience or the education behind them just yet
they
to make that
have,
high income.
They
you
don't
have to start any. Somewhere.
There's a 10-step program at the fast food places, that type of thing. Take it and learn it, but mm-hmm. also go for the top. Take those 10 steps mm-hmm. and whatever you do, do it well.
Absolutely.
But work towards managing that, not only managing that fast food, but owning it one day.
So
start at the bottom and learn all you can.
Just
like an automobile business, it's the same thing. You know, start out. My son started out washing cars, and again, learning how to detail.
Mm-hmm.
And as you work your way up, you go into mechanics, and then you go into sales. Then you go for ownership.
That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just tell us then about your housing services program, because mm-hmm. I mean that is, you know, you hear the stories all the time about poverty and homelessness, and you know the families mm-hmm. that are living on the streets or. Living with other persons, how's the Urban League helping the Richmond community deal with providing or finding housing?
Good point. We're a HUD counseling agency. We're one of the ones certified HUD housing counseling agency. And for example, with the homeless individuals, first we have tried to find an individual employment
mm-hmm.
first. While they're trying to find employment, hopefully they're in a shelter. We try to refer them to a shelter. And once they get gainfully employed, they need a couple of weeks still
yes.
of shelter to get some monies underneath their belt. Then we work with the landlords and ask them to give these individuals a second or third chance or a chance, basically,
mm-hmm.
in terms of they may start out with a room. Then they move into an apartment and so forth. So again, starting at the lower level, so to speak, mm-hmm. in terms of because you got to crawl before you walk,
absolutely.
That type of thing.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing too. And in terms of if what we try to find you in terms of your first room, it's not going to be there forever. So if there's one room and it doesn't have a window, it's okay. You know, you got to walk before you got to crawl before you walk. That type
I like
of thing.
That idea. I like that idea, that philosophy. And if you've just tuned in, this is Inspiration Corner on 97.3 FM, and I'm your host, Rebecca Pierce. And today our guest is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Richmond, Mr. Thomas Victory. And we're talking about how the Urban League is giving back to the community of Richmond and how we can also help give back to the community of Richmond. Now, I understand, I want you to tell me a little bit more about your Urban League scholarship. Not only do you assist people in finding employment and housing and taking care of their health, but you also start with the younger folk and helping them to get started by providing scholarship for education. Tell me a little bit more about your newest winners and some of your scholarships that you give away.
Okay. May 19th is going to be our annual dinner. We have each year we have our annual dinner. This is our 92nd annual dinner.
92nd.
Wow. So we've been around a while.
A long time.
Yeah. Long time. It's a fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year, and we try to raise money for our programs. But also we award 10 scholarships to area students. And right now at the area high schools with the counselors, the school guidance counselors, the applications for the Urban League scholarship. It's a $1,000 scholarship, and it's for those individuals who have been accepted into either a two-year college or a four-year college. We're giving the underserved a chance. So, for example, those individuals that may make a C plus, mm-hmm. Those are the ones we're looking at because they're given a less chance of getting a scholarship, so to speak.
I see what you're saying. Because usually scholarships, they want you to have a 3.0 and above or 3.5 and above. And it can be very it really does not give credence to those young people who are trying and have that C average and also have dreams. They tend to get overlooked.
Yeah. Thank you. That's so true. And if the individual has been, and again, a lot of individuals, for example, are hard workers and everybody needs a chance. And a lot of times they're just not given a chance. So those individuals that we're looking at that have been accepted into a two-year, four-year college, and those are the individuals that we'll pick for scholarships. And as in all the schools, we even go to Chesterfield, Henrico, high schools. So again, it's very diverse in terms of those applications and scholarships.
I like that. I think that's very, very important to not only encourage our young people to go to college, but to also offer that opportunity for funding for those who may not be in the top tier. In the top tier. Because I'm telling you right now, that $1,000 comes in handy.
That's books right there.
I know this from being not only a teacher, but from having been a student who was the recipient of a scholarship when I first started out of school. I know how important it is that there's a group out there that really wants to see you succeed. And I can respect that and appreciate that. So tell us, do you have any success stories of students who have received scholarships from the Urban League who've gone on to do fantabulous things?
Yes, we hear from our individuals who those individuals, first when they receive them, that type of thing, they're very it's a good reward, it's a good motivation. Many of our students finish school.
Good.
They go on to finish school and get graduate degrees. They come back also to volunteer for us.
Okay,
also,
I like that.
So it's a beautiful relationship there, but also the fact of because they were inspired, they inspire others, and that's the best testimony there.
Absolutely,
and it makes them even work even harder, that type of thing. Because I'm not an A student, that doesn't mean that I'm not worthy.
Absolutely.
You know, so when I was in school, I wasn't a top A student, that type of thing, and I got a scholarship like yourself also to go to grad school, and so again, you know, it doesn't take, for example, to be successful in life. You don't have to have the highest honors. But, for example, you have to work the hardest. I mean, you need to work hard. And whatever you do in terms of your success, do it well.
Absolutely. I love that philosophy. And it's absolutely true. I think a lot of young people need to hear that more. They absolutely need to hear that more. So tell us, what is the role of the Urban League? What do you think is – where would you like to head the Urban League in the next 2 to 5 years in the community? What would you like to – what else would you like to see it focus on?
That's a good point. We want to expand. We're in Petersburg, and you know, Petersburg is when the tobacco industry left. It's really highest unemployment, highest in terms. It's not housing available, affordable housing there. It's not a lot of opportunity there. So we want to expand into those areas and do an outreach. Still, I think expanding, working with the homeless population. Also reaching out. We're reaching out now into the Hispanic community. That's a bridge that hasn't been crossed yet in terms of services.
But also
with the health education, that's the biggest thing in terms of better diets. We have a lot of our young folks who are overweight, not so much and because of poor diets, that type of thing, and are underweight because of poor diets and not eating properly. So we want to get that message out there and also talk to them about getting checkups, speaking about the men in general, that type of thing, men, professionals.
Just
getting checked. And there's a lot of programs programs out there for health care that are available that people are just not taking advantage of.
Are we talking about things like
FAMIS? And we did a FAMIS program.
Okay.
The computer literacy, too. That's connecting with
internet. Technology. What is the Urban League doing with technology? Because, one of the running myths is that every household in America has a computer. And the thing behind it is, number one, not every household has it. And number two, not everybody in the household knows how to use it.
Right.
So what are you guys doing for the technology aspect behind it? Because it's a big thing now.
We have a computer lab.
Okay.
That again, we use it for our employment. At this point now, we're using it for our employment individuals to get them computer literate. We have a 10-unit session that's set up basically upstairs. That's unknown kind of to the general public, so to speak.
Okay.
But we want to offer more programs, not only to our young individuals, to our middle-aged and older individuals, too. Because through the internet, basically, you can check on any health education, you can check on any job searches, that type of thing. And for the younger folk in school, you can surf the net and do your homework.
Absolutely.
And again, be literate. A lot of individuals are afraid of the computer.
It's intimidating. It's intimidating. It can be frightening. But what they need to understand also is that we are coming into the age, if we're not already in it, of technology. And more employers are insisting that their employees know something about the computer, how to use it, how to run a program, how to type in a program, how to search the internet. You look at a lot of job openings, one of the things they ask you is if you know how to use Word document. Or spreadsheets.
Point.
We need to make our community more technology savvy.
Basic auto mechanic.
Absolutely.
For example, now and the young folks listen, please, and other folks listen too. I don't want to get my hands dirty. For an auto technician today, can do the diagnosis. He or she can plug it up and make $80 an hour.
Wow.
$80 an hour. All you're doing is plugging it up and analyzing it, that type of thing. The cars now are built with computer boxes.
That's right.
So basically just in servicing on that, you can make anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 and wear a white coat while you're working on the car.
I have
a car club and a Mustang club and basically we it's a lot of computer technology that is known by the members themselves. We can plug up a unit to our computers in our cars and analyze them.
Wow.
And also increase the horsepower, decrease the horsepower.
Wow.
Increase the gas flow just by pushing a button.
Wow.
But knowing the right increments in terms of knowing basically what to do and knowing what you're reading also is where we want to take our young individuals, not only in the classroom but at home. And also, for example, when you're out, technology today has gone so far as when you go on an airplane, as you know, you print your ticket at home.
On the e-ticket.
Yeah.
So, it will save you some time in line, too.
Oh, it does.
That's all. And I just a little quick note. My youngest brother, who is not computer literate, so to speak, spent many years in the state penitentiary as a young man. And now as an adult, I remember when he came to visit us, the e-ticket was so new and foreign to him. He did not know what in the world is this thing. And, we showed him how to use it, and he was just... It was like opening up a whole new world because it was something he could take back to his children. And it's just so fascinating that there are some things, basic things out here that are so common for many people, but uncommon for many as well. And they need to learn more about that. So I am so excited about what the Urban League is trying to do. And if you've just tuned in, We're talking to Mr. Thomas Victor, who's the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Richmond, here at Inspiration Corner on 97.3 FM. This is wonderful because, I didn't know all this about the Urban League, and I'm glad we're learning more about it because there are so many organizations here in the city of Richmond that we hear their names, but we really don't know what their focus is or what it is that they're trying to do. And so one of my objectives this year is to bring in as many as we can and talk about it and find out what it is you're trying to do so people can put a name with the action, so to speak. So how can – or actually tell me about some of your – do you have any upcoming events for 2006?
Friday, we're having our dance at the Military Retirees Club for Black History Month, and it's only $20. And call the Urban League. We're advertising it as we speak now, and it's for our programs. May 19th will be our annual dinner at the Marriott Hotel, where the speakers to be announced, and we'll award our 10 scholarship winners their scholarships at that point. But again, every day, again, we're open for business every day. We want people to invite people to come by. You know, Mondays and Thursdays, we have a training session for employment. So at 9 o'clock to 12:30, we go over how to do resumes, how to do job applications. There may be individuals says how to interview. How to walk, talk, and dress.
How to dress, walk, and talk, like you said, and sit in the chair when you're being interviewed.
And be patient. Patient.
That's a whole other ballgame. Patience is a virtue.
But also that link to the computer. We take you up to the computer lab. And again, all this is free of charge. So we take you up to the computer lab and have you turn on. These individuals who are afraid of the computer a lot of times can play Doom. They can do NFL football, the whole nine yards. The whole nine yards. But they say, well, I can't do anything else. Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
You can teach us. So again, all this is free. I don't care, and it's not. I'm not talking about just one day. I don't care how long it takes. Mm-hmm. Some people are fast or slow learners. It's all right. I don't care if it takes a week. I don't care if it takes 2 or 3 weeks. If you had the time and patience to come by, we will be there to instruct you. I think that's the bridge that we're trying to gap in terms of offering that to the individuals. You know, not so much that you had to come and learn it all in one day. No. And again, you're not when you're coming through that classroom, that type of thing. You're not singled out. It's a group setting. If you need a one-to-one, you'll talk to the counselor one-to-one. But we won't, you know, call you out in front of everybody. Well, he or she can't read that type of, or they can't do the computer. No. That's not the point of it. You're there when you come in to learn. We try to be mentors and advocates for you. That type of thing.
And when can I come in and do that? You said Tuesdays?
Mondays and Thursdays will be group sessions where we'll do it for employment. But again, they can call
number
649-8407 any day and talk to an employment counselor. Ms. Watkins or Ms. Holmes, and talk to them in terms about a one-to-one, a job placement, or if no question is too small, you know, and it's better to ask the questions now in terms of what should I wear appropriately, how should I apply, and the biggest thing is honesty, you know, what you don't know, say what you don't know.
That is very true. I was, try to teach my students that if you don't know the answer, don't be afraid to say, raise your hand, and say I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what we want you to do so that we can help you. You won't be able to get the help if you don't open up your mouth and speak out.
There you go. If you can't drive and you don't have a driving license, please don't tell us, place you in the driver, and we do it and you can't drive.
That's sad. And actually, there's one more thing I want to ask you about. You brought it up real quickly, briefly. Mm-hmm. But illiteracy, that is a major issue in the city of Richmond. How, if at all, maybe you do or maybe don't, how does the Urban League kind of combat that when it comes down to finding someone employment and sitting in front of that computer?
We do, and that's what we do a one-on-one with that individual. Again, we find out what you don't know about, especially literacy, and also voting. Still don't be turned away by not coming in to say because you can't do. When you come in, we'll make a referral. There are literacy classes out there, GED classes. We can refer you there. And again, we'll work with you while you're in those classes. So again, that's not a deterrent. Those individuals we're looking for, so to speak, in terms of those individuals, the underserved who are not getting help or who kind of shunned by the community because what they they can't do. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you come in, again, we won't call you out in class that he or she can't read, that type of thing. That's not the point. But you talk to the counselor one-on-one, and we'll work with you in terms of getting a referral. And then also we have a literacy program where we're doing, okay. It's called the Read and Rise program.
Okay.
And it's through the National Urban League. And each year we have a back-school parade. My little Mustang Club basically leads in a back-school parade.
Okay.
That's held for the schools.
Okay.
And at the end of the parade in the Arthur S. Center, it's two of them, Arthur S. Center and at the Coliseum, we give away Scholastic books.
Wow, so
again, we have if you come in, we have intern students, and we'll be willing to work with you in terms of any kind of practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part about the computer literacy is basically when you go there, practice, and it won't call you out if you make a mistake.
How can the community help the Urban League achieve its objectives? How can we help you?
Well, as you know, as all nonprofits, basically, you know, it's financial support in terms of mm-hmm. membership is only $25. Our dance is only $20 next Friday at the Realtor Retirees Club. Basically, so things like that. Joining our membership,
volunteering.
Just volunteering. Any corporations that's out there listening, if they in turn could lend us some of their executives
mm-hmm.
sometimes in terms of maybe
training
mentors. We have we're doing rental space also in our building, so we have that available also. But
okay.
Any grants or foundations that basically would consider us,
mm-hmm.
I'd be happy to come talk to you or your groups at any given time.
Quickly, who are some of your partners?
We have Philip Morris, Bank of America, UPS, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, YF Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, we want to thank all of them.
Yeah, definitely. Capital One, Dominion Resources.
Don't forget Capital One. Dominion Resources. That is so awesome. I am so glad you came here today. Let's give your website so people can go to the website and learn and find out more about the Urban League of Richmond. It's www.urbanleaguerichmond.org.
Yes.
O-R-G. Uh-huh. And if they want to call, it's 804-649-8407.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay. Mention two more. Nationwide Insurance, Wells Fargo.
Yeah, we've been mentioning people. That's right. The partners that are helping the Urban League stay committed and connected to the community.
Yes.
Mr. Vickery, thank you so much for coming today. Of course, you know, I never get to everything that I wanted to ask you, but you said, before we got on the air, you said you've been involved in this business for 25 years.
Same Urban League, same place.
25 years. That is very honorable, and thank you so much for giving back to the community and being a support to the Richmond community especially. And I wish the Urban League much luck, and if I can be of service, let me know anytime. You know I'm always here. We've been trying to work
here. Oh, yeah, I know.
Anyway, so. You know you can call me. But with that, I want to thank you for coming, and everyone down at the Urban League, have an awesome day. And I want to end, of course, with my message for today. This is from one of my favorite playwrights, Henrik Ibsen. And if any of my students are listening, I hope y'all read that play you're supposed to read. The message for today says, a community is like a ship. Everyone ought to be prepared to take the helm. And I think the Urban League is doing just that, taking the helm. And with that, thank you so much for tuning into Inspiration Corner. I'm your host, Rebecca Pierce. This is 97.3 FM, WRIR. And tune in next week when my guest will be Sylvia Wright, author extraordinaire. And she's going to talk to us about something that I know a lot of people are going to be like, what? We're going to talk about gardening. The benefits of getting our hands dirty. Ladies, tune into that show. Have a blessed day. See you next week.